And also to give people an opportunity to meet those of us who have already walked this journey. So I think we can start by just grounding ourselves in this time and place. If you want to take a moment and close your eyes and bring the awareness into your own self. So just creating that awareness of self by going inward and acknowledging the journey that we all make in connecting with ourselves, in knowing that we are in the right place for us to be right now, and that we move with ease within this space. And as we begin this journey of information, let's take a moment to acknowledge the person who started all this, and in spirit, say thank you to Louise for the legacy that she's given us, knowing that she is still guiding us and knowing that she knows what a privilege it is to continue this work. And so, breathing into this space of awareness, when you are ready, bring your awareness back to this time, this place, and open your eyes. We're very honored to have with us tonight Patricia, who was the person that Louise entrusted the journey of continuing the growth of her work through the Healer Life workshops. And Patricia has been committed to this work and worked diligently for many, many years. And the reward is seeing this work shared throughout the world at this stage. And I'm blessed to have met Patricia many years ago, to have encouraged her to come to Ireland and to start sharing this work in Ireland, and have journeyed with her through a few teacher trainings in the UK. And I'm completely honored now to be leading the Healer Life trainings in the UK. So I'm going to invite you, Patricia, if you will, to share a little of your journey or any information that you want to share with these
Sure.
ladies.
Great. Thank you. Thanks. Well, I was very privileged to meet Louise personally in 1986, and it did evolve into the teacher training. She was holding intensives starting the next year, and I attended seven of those, five of them as an assistant with her. And actually, the whole idea for the teacher training started in the UK, because after Louise was on the Oprah Winfrey show in 1989, as you can imagine, Oprah held up the You Can Heal Your Life book, and it was a bestseller overnight. And so Hay House's phones kept ringing off the hook, and Louise just got too busy to be out doing workshops. And so she asked me and a few others that had been working closely with her if we would start doing the 2-day workshop that you can now train to do, in the 1-week training. And of course, what do you think we said? Yes, sounds very exciting. And I was sent to a few places in the US and Canada and ultimately to the UK. And after I'd been over there a couple of times, some of the students came to me and said, the workshop has changed our lives so much over and above the book, which is wonderful. Could you have a teacher training? And at that point in England, I would have to say that things were much farther ahead than in the US with a lot of different trainings, especially in complementary therapies and modalities and stuff. So I came back to the US. I called Louise and said, Louise, people want a training program. And Louise was so intuitive and just very good with decisions. And she thought for about 2 seconds and she said, okay. She said, start putting it together. We'll meet and put together the training program and go from there. So that's what started officially in 1995. Eileen came to one of the first trainings in the UK, I'm sure, and everything else that we ever did there as well, and in Ireland. And we were delighted to go to Ireland and lead the training. And now I'm absolutely thrilled to have Eileen taking over in the UK trainings. And she's an amazing facilitator, trainer, et cetera. You will just have a fabulous time at the week and learn so much from the whole process. And my husband and I, we figured out in 2019 was the last training I did in the UK, and my husband does the coach training with me, and that was in 2019 also. And when we actually started figuring things out, we have led like 130 trainings altogether. It was just time for us to step back a little bit and say, okay, we're moving from the place that we'd been in 21 years, and now we're in Lake Arrowhead, and we're not retired. I can't say I'll ever retire because I love this work so much, but we are cutting back a bit. And so Eileen had been, we'd been talking for a while about her taking over in the UK. So I'm delighted that you did it. But you know, the joy of all this work is so amazing, because in the week, not only do you go deeper in your own process and your own healing, and that's something we hear a lot, isn't it, Eileen? Yes. And Sheila, that people are amazed at how much deeper they go in their own healing process in the 1 week. But it's also such a joy to guide others and to see their transformation. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing to watch people in a workshop go from being closed to being so open and really opening their hearts to themselves, to really learning to love themselves and other people. So it's been an amazing, amazing journey, which I'm still continuing. And I have to say too, you know, a lot of the business work, you sit down and you set goals and you have all this stuff that you're going to do, et cetera. And one of the things that Louise taught me was, she said, I listened to what people asked for, not what I thought they might want. And so that's something that Rick and I have done all along the way with the trainings. And we were just amazed at how it began to expand. Now there are Heal Your Life workshop leaders in something like 70 countries and 41 US states. We still have a few US states to work on, but it's just expanded in amazing ways in multiple, multiple languages. And so people are healing and people are changing and people are bringing more of that healing to their friends, their family, their workshops, you know, and the people in their workshops. So I'm thrilled that you're interested in the training. And I would say, just follow your heart and sign up and do it.
Thank you, Patricia. I love that. I love that. And I would definitely second that. I would say, you know, that the sharing this work, I mean, the training does bring you to a real depth of personal development. Yeah. But my own experience is that every time I share it with somebody, I learn something about myself again. So the journey continues. And then the more you share it with people, and I mean, Sheila and I have facilitated many, many workshops and many trainings here in Ireland together. And we always say that, you know, we learn something new about ourselves at every training, which is an incredible thing to be able to say, really and truly. So it's lovely. And we do meet the nicest of people along the way. And one of the nicest of people is Tracy Edwards, that you did your training with, your teacher training with Patricia in Birmingham. Yeah. And your coach training in Ireland with Sheila and myself. So Tracy, how has this journey been for you?
It's been a phenomenal journey. I can't thank probably Louise Love and Patricia and yourself and Sheila. We've just had an amazing realization that actually if I love myself, which is basically what the whole training has been about, you know, you actually become far nicer a person yourself because you love you. And I think that was the greatest thing that I ever learned from the training. I loved it. I did the last training, Patricia. I had a great time there. I really enjoyed everything evolving from myself. But it did take pushing, because you still resist even in the training, because there's certain things that your inner self knows and needs to journey through, and you do it. And that was, for me, beautiful people to go with. The right group always finds its way together, you know, the right people come together. And so you'll have an amazing journey. I then went on to did the coach training with Eileen. I loved it. That's my forte. I love just explaining it to people and working with it. I think it's that intuitive. Your story, Tracy, is amazing. You know, you'd been following it anyway. So what a wonderful example to do. You know, you know the intuitive side of it. It would just work for you. And I think for all of us, you go through this amazing journey and you don't realize how lovely you are. And then when all of a sudden you go, oh, actually, because of the situations you've had in life, you don't always think, oh, I'm this great person. And actually then, you know, if you'd have said to me 3 years ago, oh, you'll start doing presentations, you'll do this, you'll do that. I'm so humbled. I'm so humbled to Louise, to Eileen, to Patricia and to Sheila, just for sharing their knowledge and their warmth. And so for me, the journey continues. I do the coaching. I love it. I love the philosophy and I love my life now. Maybe that's probably the best thing.
That's the best thing, absolutely. Tracy, that is brilliant. And it has been a privilege to share the journey with you. And I love the wholeheartedness with which you embrace this work. So it's fantastic. And it is, you know, I mean, we speak about the teacher training and the coach training, but the week intensive, which is the teacher training and allows you to share Louise's work as a qualified practitioner. I think that in itself stands completely on its own. It allows you to share the work with groups. You can also share the work one-on-one with people if that's what you're led towards. And the amount of information that you get is in the space of a week really it's some body of work, and well done, Patricia, for the manner in which you put it together. I have studied many, many modalities, and I always say this from my heart. It is the one manual that I got that I feel I could sit in front of without knowing anything else and turn the pages and run a workshop, because right down to the timing, everything is there in front of you. And it's a great piece of work. But when you combine that with working on yourself, and the week is very much about being a participant, not an observer. So you're part of the process. You're learning about yourself. You're learning how to use these Louise's philosophies in your own life. And to me, I always say that I don't do the work. I live the work. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way that I feel I can be legitimate in my sharing of it. So I try and bring it into all the good that's in my life and bring it into all the challenges. I find that since I moved on with this work, that my language has changed completely in the way that I communicate with people. And now it's just automatic. I am one of these people that I hear so much false positivity around me now. And I see the pressure that being falsely positive is putting on people. I'm always deeply grateful that Louise's work allows us to be real rather than to be falsely positive. And we have a lovely Heal Your Life teacher here in Ireland who is full of old wisdom, Juliana. Patricia, you have met her. Yes, nobody can forget Juliana. And she says, really, everybody's entitled to their 5 minutes. And then you just learn where is the right path. So I think that's very often the space that we create a space, safe space for people to explore their feelings, to be honest, and to find the right path for them, rather than going down around and around in a loop of feeling that they should be other than they are. So it's a very real journey that we bring people on, and the training is very, very real in terms of its effect to you as a person. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
And let me just add to that, because it really follows along with what you're saying, Eileen, as well. And that is, you know, given that over the last 2 years, we haven't been able to have in-person trainings. And of course, there's a lot of things that you can do online these days. And what we really feel very strongly about is that we would be betraying Louise's legacy if we offered this online. Because you simply can't go as deeply online as you can when you're together as a group, and plus the group energy. You know, you mentioned that the perfect group is always brought together, and it truly is. You know, it's amazing how people just come together and just bounce off each other with their ideas and what is going on in their lives. And we have certain themes that tend to show up in groups, you know, that are different from each group. And so it was very important for us to maintain the group energy in the training as an in-person training. However, that said, we also adapted some of the shorter workshops that you're able to teach to be online. So we have quite a few teachers that are doing things online as well. and just the two-day workshop that's, you know, one of the main ones that it's in the manual, those still are in person. But we have a 10-week study group that you can do online, and there's shorter ones that you can do online. But that for us is the balance. And I know one of our trainers recently who has done a lot of work online and was able to do their first program in person wrote on Facebook and said, ah, it was so wonderful to connect with people in person and be able to hug people again, you know, and really feel the whole energy of the group that we had brought together. So he was really feeling that acknowledgement of the difference between being online and being, you know, with a group in person. So I just wanted to bring that up because it was, we did a lot of real soul searching and real consideration of how we wanted to go forward with the trainings. And again, the decision was we can do more online, certainly, but the actual training needs to stay in person.
Yep. I'm totally, totally in agreement with that. And the group energy and keep, you know, it's residential for a reason. What I love about the residential side of it is it means you don't have to worry about anything else. Mm-hmm. Because all your basic needs are taken care of. You know, your room is clean, your food is prepared and put in front of you. It's, and it just creates that space where you're there for your own learning and development. And it is, I think it's a great idea. I think it's fantastic that the training is residential. So any questions, anybody on it? Anything that you'd like to know or say or add to the conversation, you're most welcome to participate. You see, we are really good at explaining this.
I'd like to just know a little bit about the format for the week. Okay. How does it sort of play out?
Yeah. So we meet, and there's registration at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And generally we do a little welcome and give people an opportunity to know one another and have a meal together. And then we start at 9 o'clock on the Sunday morning, and it's full days. It is, as I said, you are expected to participate rather than observe. You're brought through a process of understanding and experiencing the work at a deep level. Every day is scheduled from 9 until 5:30. Occasionally you'll have a little bit of work to do in the afternoon. We try and give a lunch break long enough that everybody can get out and get a bit of fresh air, take a breath. And we finish on the Saturday at just before lunchtime at 12. We try and finish on the Saturday morning. So it's quite a full week. You're very, very well supported within it. We give as much information as we can. You do go away with all the tools that you need to run the workshop, whether you choose to run short workshops, evening workshops, or a full weekend. You will have the tools that you need for that. We cover some marketing on it, presentation skills, all the practical side of it is covered as well in the space of the week. Does that answer that for you?
Yeah, that's lovely. Thank you. Yeah.
Great. Very good. Very good. Anybody else? Sheila's our main organizer. She's the one that does all the niggly bits and keeps in touch with you all and sends out the information and everything. So it wouldn't be happening without Sheila. And I promised her I wouldn't ask her to participate tonight in the midst of it all. I have a habit of going, Sheila, what do you want to add, without giving her any chance to prepare.
Jumping in at the last minute. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite things about this work is that, like, just doing the two-day workshop. I love you see people coming in on a Saturday morning and they just leave transformed on a Sunday evening. I just love the change. You can see the change. They look physically different after the workshop. That's probably one of my favorite parts of this work. Mm-hmm. I love the trainings as well. Obviously, I'm blessed to work with Eileen, and, you know, it's great.
Yeah, it is. And I suppose one of the things that's of interest to you is, you know, what can you do after the training? Because, you know, the training is like immense in itself, but the after is very often what brings you in the first place. And just to give an example of where our journey takes us and where the journey of a lot of people, we, Sheila and myself combined, would hold some workshops. We have a workshop coming up this weekend here in the west of Ireland. We have a workshop in Tuscany in Italy in April. We, you know, today we had an online presentation with a business group. So there's a lot of ways that you can do it, evening, running it over a course of evenings. Sheila has the coaching qualification, so does a lot of work one-to-one with clients. So there's really, there's no one set way. You know, I do a lot of work with women's groups, so you can bring it into any area of your life. One of my sons has done the Healer Life training, and he's specializing now in working with 17 to 23 year olds, which is a huge area because of, you know, that's an age group that was hugely affected by COVID here in Ireland, and I'm sure it's quite similar in the UK. And just the adjustments that have they've been required by that age group, and the finding of self, which is what the Heal Your Life work is about, that idea of finding yourself again in the midst of this chaos and this lack of direction and everything being taken away and then given back. And he finds that the Heal Your Life work is very, very powerful in that journey for many young people, which is great. So that's just a selection of the help that we can, you know, the places that we can bring this work to. And even sharing her book. I love what you said at the start, Caroline, about sharing, you know, the DVD and that, because that's one of the things that we recommend to people, to use the DVD as a means of getting the conversation going, that you are, you know, going to be offering workshops. We have a story from one of the teachers here in Ireland who tells that she was given the small room in the hotel when they heard what she was doing. She was running an open evening, and the business chamber of commerce were given the main room. And when the people arrived, the rooms had to be switched because the crowd that were interested in Louise's work was far, far greater than the people who are interested in the business meeting. So there you go.
So, and I'd also like to add also, Eileen, is that one of the aspects of the program is that you get so much support afterwards. You know, some programs you end it and it's like, okay, goodbye and have a nice life. And our program really supports you afterwards. A lot. We have, well, first of all, you get a listing on the healyourlifeworkshops.com with, you know, your profile and anything that you want to say about your background, et cetera. So you get that. We have a worldwide private Facebook group for support. So you can go on and ask questions and listen to people who've been doing the work for a while. I know Eileen follows up beautifully with everybody afterwards. And so there's a lot of support for you actually getting out and doing the work, because that is what we're interested in. You know, we really do want to save the world, basically, and we start with ourselves. And so the more that we can support you afterwards, the better. And we have a little getting started series that goes out to everybody who licenses and just gives you step by step every few days things that you can do to get started. But we really want to support you afterwards as well. Mm-hmm.
And I agree, Patricia. I think that the support is huge, and definitely the Heal Your Life, we call it the Heal Your Life family, the worldwide family. It makes a big difference to know that the people are there. And there are many ways of reaching out. And I have to say the Heal Your Life Worldwide Facebook page has been a great way of supporting people. You know, they come on and all sorts of questions are asked, and I feel that one person asking the question, you know, 10 people will get the answer, because they may have the same question but not had the courage to ask. So it's wonderful. Paul, we haven't heard from you. Have you anything that you want to add?
No, but not from listening to this bit, but, you know, the share about the, I suppose, the influence. So when we went into lockdown, it was, as I'm sure Caroline will testify, in Spain, it was quite brutal. There was no room to move at all. And what that facilitated for me, because at the time I'd actually just split up with my girlfriend as well, so we got the same apartment. And so what I did was actually put myself in the spare room and just totally day after day after day after week after month, there were three audio books that I had. And one of them was The Power Is Within You.
Mm-hmm.
And just over and over and over. This went on for months with two other books. And, it, you know, even now, I mean, I'm not immersed in it every single day the way I was. It was almost kind of, you know, people would say, well, that must have been really desperate. It was blissful. It was absolutely blissful to be in that kind of that detachment and that, you know, yeah, just that immersion. So, you know, of the various audiobooks I've got of Louise Hay, that one for me personally is by far the most powerful and will always have a special memory because of the reasons I've just shared.
Absolutely. Fantastic. And it is a powerful book, totally powerful. I love the image of you sitting there going, you know, this is the room, but I'm going inward. Doesn't matter where I am. There's a journey to be explored here. So well done you. And I do feel that for people, you know, we go on silent retreats, we commit to it, we commit to 14 days of silence. So why not, if you know, if we have to be in a small area, why not make it an inward journey? So well done, Paul. Fantastic. Caroline, you have a question for us.
Yes, two questions. One, in Spain, obviously they speak Spanish, and I don't yet really speak Spanish, although I'm learning. Will the materials eventually be available in Spanish, or are they already available in Spanish?
Already available, yes, yep. Absolutely, yes, indeed.
And... the other thing is, I was actually trying to buy the DVD the other day. Admittedly, I didn't get round to trying the the Hay website, but it seems to be quite difficult to buy the DVD at the moment. Is it sort of in between releases or something, or is it just a bad day when I tried?
Patricia?
You know, I really don't know. I haven't tried to buy one because I bought like 70 at one point, but so I think those are all sold. But I haven't heard that it's difficult to get a hold of. So where were you trying to buy it? Just through Amazon or?
To be fair, I was only looking at amazon.co.uk and amazon.es. I didn't get round to checking out the actual, the Louise Hay, website for materials. So park it. I'll carry on my looking at it.
And if we have any, if we find an easy way of ordering it, Sheila, you can... perhaps Caroline know on that. So leave it with us. I'm quite sure, and I mean, it's valuable for us to know exactly how easily available it is around Europe. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, it was, well, from Amazon, it was terrible. That this week, that's for sure. Because it's not possible to stream the video, is it? It's not available on... Amazon streaming service or Netflix. But again, I haven't checked to see whether I could stream it, pay for it and stream it from the Hay website. I haven't checked that yet. It was just, as we're all here, I thought I'd just ask.
Absolutely. And again, Caroline, they're very valuable questions that you're asking there. To the best of my knowledge, it's not available streaming. It has been the DVD that we have been working with, and that has been easily available. So it is something that we will need to look in. I know that things have changed quite a bit with Hay House UK since the Brexit issue, and I know that that has challenged some of our deliveries to Ireland, so it's probably the same in Europe. But it certainly is something that we need to follow up on, and we will. Yeah. So thank you for bringing it
up. Thank you. Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. And it is, it's one of the resources that we recommend that people can have a movie night afterwards to introduce people, you know, to Louise's work. And I actually just talked to one of our trainers earlier today, well, earlier here in the US, and she and two of the Heal Your Life workshop leaders, they got together and they offered it, showing it to a group online, where they stopped it and did some of the exercises. So they stopped and did mirror work and stopped and did. So they had three different segments for the video, but they had 400 people.
Wow. Brilliant.
With them for this, you know, this presentation. So it was quite something.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. Easy. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But a great idea, because we hadn't really thought of doing it that way before. So it was a great idea.
Great. Yeah. And very much bringing Louise into the center of it with it.
Right.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Fantastic. That is great. And just on that, from, you know, from Spain, and that, because of the sterling and EU, sterling and euro changes, if anybody from Europe is interested in doing the teacher training, you're able to pay with euros rather than doing double conversions.
Okay.
So just be aware of that. And all you need to do is just contact us and Sheila will organize it. Because we've had a lot of queries on that from people across Europe. So it makes life easier for everybody. Jackie, I don't know if you can speak to us, if you're with us. Do you, if you have a question or anything you want to add, you're more than welcome to join in.
No, I'm okay, thank you.
That's great. Well, thank you for joining us. I hope you're finding it in the information valuable. Anything else anybody want to add on it? Anything we've forgotten here? Yes, please.
Yeah, I was just wondering, Eileen, if you've got a co-trainer with you, because obviously I know Sharon's not going to be.
Sheila will be with me and Sharon will be joining us.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. So you'll get to meet Sharon as well. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and she will join us one of the evenings for an online as well. So that's great.
Oh,
that's lovely. You know Sharon, do you, Tracy?
No, it's just that she was my first contact, because I was trying to get on the course last year in October. So I have spoken to her, we've had email exchange. So but then she said she wasn't going to be a main teacher, I think. So
yeah, but she will definitely be on the training with us. So, and we're delighted.
Absolutely. Oh, delighted,
because she's a wealth of knowledge and she's fantastic support. So it's great. Yeah. Great. Okay. I think that we have covered most things. Am I omitting anything that needs to be covered? Just from the other point of view that I find very, very important with this training is that the training is licensed and recognized worldwide. And also it allows you to be an insured participant. Just to be aware of that we have links with insurance companies that allows you to be insured, or if you're already insured as a therapist, say for example, Tracy, if you already have an insurance, it's very, very easy to get the cover, get yourself added in as a Heal Your Life workshop leader, which is fantastic. It's great. Yeah.
So I will just add to that in terms of the licensing, because when Louise first approved the training, it was with a hug and a handshake. Things were quite different business-wise then. There was no Facebook and Instagram. I'm really dating myself and us. But as time went on, not only it became a whole different program, not the training itself, but, you know, the business aspect of it. And then when Louise's movie came out, the You Can Heal Your Life movie, Hay House decided to trademark Heal Your Life and You Can Heal Your Life. And so that is trademarked worldwide, and their trademark lawyer called us and said, you know, we know you're training people, and would you like to be authorized to use the trademarks that Hay House is creating, and we'll do a licensing program with you. And we thought about it and said, hey, well, we didn't think about it long because we knew it was really a good idea. And so technically the people who are licensed, do the training and are licensed, are the ones who with Hay House can use Heal Your Life. You can heal your life. And then all the materials are copyrighted. So those are exclusive to all of you. And we've been really happy with it. You know, it's an extra level of professionalism that we see. And also it's made it a whole lot easier in terms of just recommending people who we know have trained in Louise's work. And so that's been an extra perk, you know, that we think is really valuable for all the people who come to the training.
Yeah, I totally agree, Patricia. I think it speaks of the standard of the work, and it does. It is very important to have a licensing procedure and to have it authorized and recognized. Right. I think it's great, and it also protects Louise's legacy, which is very important.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Okay, folks, if we have answered all the questions, if you have anything further, if you want a book, or if you have any questions about the accommodation or anything like that, contact Sheila at our inquiries email. Somebody is joining us every night that we have an information evening. Just as I'm bringing it to a close, one, two or three people will decide to join.
And that's
perfectly okay.
Just do it. Just book it and do it.
Just book it and do it. That's it. Yeah, you're coming in at the right, just at the absolute right time. So listen, thank you all very much for joining us and for having the patience listening. And a big thank you again to Tracy for taking the time out to share her experiences. And for Patricia for joining us.
My pleasure.
As always, wonderful to share time with you. And hopefully we'll see some of you in July.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.